and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It is mind-blowing how fast days and times and week and weekends go by, at least for me. It's like the sun just coming up and going around the world. It is mind-blowing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No biblical question right now. Not for today. We'll see what happens. No biblical question for today. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And different time zones, different, as I said before, in some parts of the world, it's already Tuesday. So your time is different. You're like, wow, I have to podcast the show because I got to go to work. I got to go work out. I got to do this. I got to walk or whatever. You can podcast and still listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. A bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Okay. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And not only does Mondays and rainy days and Mondays always build me up, always. It is, we take all calls, but it is Female Monday.
Just shut up and step up.
Oh, my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. I want to ask Hake, since he's sitting there, and even the Anchor Baby, since he's sitting there, when you think of Hitler, what's your first thing come to your mind?
I disavow.
You disavow?
Right. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
When you think of a serial killer, AKB, what's the first thing come to your mind?
Now I'm thinking of Hitler. Because it's like an associative thing. But the first thing that comes to my mind when you think serial killer, I think knife. I think knives.
Knives?
Yeah. I think stab. I think knives.
When you think of a person who would kill another person and is not self-defense, what come to your mind, Hank?
That it's not right.
It's not right?
Yeah.
Amazing. When you think of a mother or father, a parent, both parents, or one or the other, that is impatient with their child or children, what comes to your mind, Anchor Baby?
I think of a, you said impatient woman specifically?
Impatient mother or father or both with their children or child. What comes to your mind?
I honestly think of a serial killer. I think of a dark, murderous person.
When you think parents who teach their children, they start to teach their children right from wrong, what comes to your mind when their kids are very young?
That guy who said, look at that man who's not wearing a mask. He doesn't care about other people. I think of an instance of that happening.
Amazing. Where do the ideas come from of human beings, Nick, when they gossip or they try to take revenge against someone? Where are those ideas coming from?
From inside.
When you think of people who are angry and they judge others because of their color, or they blame someone for the way that they feel, whether it's good or bad, where does that come from? Hake.
Their pride.
Pride?
Yeah, their false pride.
Oh, amazing. Which is worse? Well, you say you disavow, so I can't ask you that one.
It's not that I disavow. It's just that I have to disavow.
Evil?
No.
What are you disavowing then?
The thing that that one guy that you whose name you mentioned.
Ischler Hay.
What?
Hitler.
Well, I don't know what you mean by
Hitler.
You don't believe Hitler existed or something?
No. When you mention Hitler and you're on a stream, you disavow, or I disavow.
Oh,
thanks, Hake.
And so, like
it didn't exist?
No, disavow doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
What does disavow mean?
Disavow means that I don't support him.
I didn't ask if you support him.
I know, but that's what comes to mind is that.
Oh, that's what came to your mind.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
I understand now. That's a good one, actually. You know, that comes to mind.
Yeah.
One other quick question, I think. When you think of people who join a mother who wants their son or daughter to go and apologize for resenting them, and they build an army, they go build an army against that child, adult child, for saying, I'm sorry. What's your first? Are you going to disavow this one too?
Why would I disavow it?
What's your first thought about that person?
About a woman who built an army?
The mother would build an army against their own children for saying, I'm sorry for resenting you.
A typical egotistical person.
And a man or a woman or adult, anchor maybe that, blame others for how they feel What do you think of that?
That one I see clearly is actually so dark. It's from the pit of hell. It's someone who when you say someone who blames others, I hear someone who does the bidding of his thoughts and the devil. And in that, to be more specific, just simply that you judge others and are fine with it.
Did a person named Mussolini exist?
Yep.
Or do you disavow that too?
Disavow doesn't mean they didn't exist.
Oh.
But that you think of that when you think of
when
Hitler?
I think of Mussolini, and I don't know a lot about Mussolini, I just know what I've been hearing over the years. Did that person exist?
Yep.
Is there any difference between that person and another a person with anger?
Spiritually, no.
What? Oh, that.
That means spiritually, no.
That means as best as he knows.
The reason I'm asking this question is because I realized yesterday and reflecting today and other times too, but I really realized we had amazing fellowship yesterday. I realized that most people, and there are some who are starting to get it, don't know that they are being influenced spiritually by wickedness. They literally think their thoughts and their feelings are their own. And I realize, as I'm sitting there watching, I realize that most people are grown up physically, but they're so outwardly, they're living so outwardly that they have the idea of living spiritually, that there's evil happening and they're being influenced by evil, doesn't even exist to them. It's like they're walked away from the spiritual life and they are only living the physical life. And in their minds, everything is physical because they cannot see spiritually. They have abandoned that. Whereas in the good old days, and I remember the older people, not all of them, of course, some said, telling us, there's evil and good all around you. And there are some people good, some are bad. It's evil. It's evil. And they were aware of it. They would at least mention there was a spiritual world that we should live from and not just a physical world. And then I realized as I'm sitting there that most people don't know that they're being influenced really by spiritually and all the time in one way or another. For example, even as physical people who have gone away from spiritual, they're still being influenced and don't know it. Even if you want to pick up a knife and kill somebody, you still are being influenced to pick the knives up and kill someone. It's not your idea, and they don't know it. But most people are not thinking spiritually at all. That's why when I ask, who are you? Everything they tell you is physical. They can only think physical. They are physical human beings, like animals. Animals are just physical human beings. Their nature is physical, and they can't help but do what they do. And I noticed that the people who are not spiritually aware, they're like animals. They just do what the lower nature tell them to do. That makes sense? And what I realize is that anyone, all human beings are no different than what they say Hitler was like or this guy Mussolini or child rapist or murderer. There are men and women who are pretending that they're so concerned about the children. They're so concerned about the people who sell children as sex slaves or something like that. Mm-hmm. And those same people hate their neighbor. Those same people are spiritually dead, and they are angry, they're lost, they're emotional. But they don't think what they are, they think what they are is a little better or different than a child rapist. When it's the same thing. It's the same spirit. It's the same thing. They've been influenced and don't know it by evil because they're just not, I don't know, it just look like, and I'm just starting to really see this too, but they look like most people walked away from the spiritual life and they just live an animal life. And I think that's why, I know that's why they love animals so much because they think and feel like an animal. And they can identify with a dog or a cat. They love the dog and cat. And yet they hate the dog and cat because the dog and cat don't love them either. It just so, it's something, because I tell people all the time, let anything you want to happen, happen to your ego. Let it happen. It's not happening to you. And that's like talking to a brick wall. And like, and as soon as an incident happens, they immediately react to it like an animal. They overreact. They want to bark. They want to bite. Whereas if they were spiritually aware a little bit, when something happened to the ego self, they would know not to react and they would find out that it's not happening to them. But they're just not a spiritually aware. That makes sense?
We're so stupid.
So, like, by spiritually aware, you're talking about kind of like self-aware.
Inner self-awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you mention all these words, all these names and what we think of, that's like we're reacting to something that you present.
Yeah.
And when something is presented to you, you react with, like, a judgment that you think is, since you reacted that way, you attach yourself to the reaction. You 100%, take pride in it.
100%. Yeah. Like animals.
When you talk about what you're saying, you make me think about how stupid we are. You say we're stupid with this anger.
Angry people are stupid. They're mentally ill.
And you think they sound smart.
To be want to fight with somebody is mentally ill. Why you want to fight? But anyway, go ahead.
I was just saying that it almost sounds smart, too, because people say, I need this, I need that. Jessica, you help me with this. I need you to tell me about this or that, right? And they'll get it. But you realize they're not even, they don't know what they're asking. Like, we don't know what we're asking kind of thing.
It's amazing.
We don't know what we need. And we're asking about this thing, thinking that that's what we need. Jesse, help me with this. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that until late, that it was so easy to completely walk away from the inner world, the real life, the real world. I didn't know until the last 20, 30, 40 years, not 40, but 30-some years. That you can literally walk away from the spiritual world and forget it and just become physical all the way. Everything about you is physical and not spiritual at all. You grow up in a grown body, but you never grow up spiritually in your body. And that's why I asked those questions to you guys the way I did, because I can ask about, what do you think about Jeffrey Dahmer? Or murderer, or and right away you say how awful that is if they kill somebody, right? But if I ask, well, what do you think about a mother that take the man's children away from him and never let them, the father, see the children, or they fight to prevent it, you won't think that is that bad. You kind of know it's wrong. But you won't think that it's the same thing as a Mussolini or rapists or whatever. It doesn't seem as bad, but it is.
I agree.
But it is.
Yeah.
But it is that bad.
It's a parent that's impatient with children, whether it's the father or the mother, is as evil as a person who would go and kill someone for no reason because they are just being influenced from within, and they don't even know that they are being influenced. They think they are coming up with those ideas. A bank robber, where do you think a bank robber get his or her idea to go to rob a bank? They don't create that idea.
Yeah.
Something tell them, you need some money. You don't have any money. Go rob a bank. And they go rob, and they tell them how to do it. And they do it. It's the same thing as a as a person who decided that they want revenge against another person, or a person who gossip about another person, a person who chased people down to try to hurt them. It's the same murder. It's the same wickedness. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit as this. What I'm about to show you is no different than, it's the same spirit as a person that smile at you and then judge you in their mind while they're smiling. Or smile at you and stomp you in the back, stab you in the back with the next person next to them by talking about you. It's, what I'm about to show you is no different than any other evil. Evil is evil. Some people tend to think that a little bit of evil is okay, or anger. A little bit of anger is not that bad. But all of us are being influenced by the spirit of evil, if you're not aware of it, or the spirit of good. And most people don't love themselves enough to want to overcome evil. So they won't work on themselves. It's the same spirit as this from Fox News. A viral video shows a white man and a woman brutally attacked by a predominantly black crowd during a downtown Cincinnati, I think, brawl. The man was chased and stomped while the woman was knocked unconscious after intervening, reportedly following a verbal dispute. And what I'm about to show you is the same spirit. You are no better. When I say you, anyone who has anger has the same spirit and can do exactly what these people has been, according to this report, done to this man and this woman. Watch this from X. According to the report, they knocked the woman out. She was trying to help her husband. That spirit is the same spirit as every human being when you have anger. You're no better. These people who allegedly done this to these folks are pure evil. It's just evil. And they think those ideas to attack this man and this woman are their own ideas. And they rejoice. They laugh. They have nothing to do with those people, but they rejoice in the same way that evil people rejoice when they think that they're bringing misery upon other people. It's the same thing, no different. And you don't know that unless you're working on yourself, you don't know you're being influenced. You think those are your ideas, those evil blacks, they really think that they feel justified because they think white people did slavery, presented slavery, and white people deserve what they get. And they think that those ideas are their own. It's the same spirit that makes you feel shy or makes you cause you to feel insecure or cause you to want to be like someone else rather than being yourself or cause you to be ambitious. It's just, an ambitious person is a vicious person. An ambitious person think ambitious is their own idea and they got to drive to get what they want. And by any means necessary, too. They'll drive their family crazy because they got to get what they want. It's the same spirit, but you're not aware of that because you're not aware of within. You're not seeing what's going on with you. The state lawmakers condone or condemn the brawl and the spectators. Watch this from WLWT.
New on WWT, viral video shows a fight break out in the middle of the street in downtown Cincinnati. And police chief, state leaders now releasing harsh words for those involved.
Councilmember Mark Jeffries said this fight happened at 3 a.m. today.
A massive fight between more than a dozen people in the middle of the street. 62. At 4th and Elm, just a block uphill from Paycor Stadium, videos posted online show punches and kicks being thrown, continuing after a man is knocked to the ground. As the fight goes on, videos show a man punching a woman, knocking her unconscious. Chief Teresa Thigi called it a sudden dispute between individuals following a verbal altercation, saying, "I am in complete disgust waking up to the viral video many of you have now seen. The behavior displayed is nothing short of cruel and absolutely unacceptable." State lawmaker Cecil Thomas, who represents parts of Cincinnati, saying, "It's unacceptable under any standard, and those involved should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law." And the president of the union representing officers calling the violence disgusting, saying, "What's equally disgusting is those who chose to watch and record instead of calling 911, attempting to defuse the situation or render aid."
Police have not announced any arrests yet.
And it's those people that pretend to be outraged and disgusted, they say, they don't care about that at all. Really. It just feels good to say they're outraged and they're this and they're that. And the reporters who are reporting on it, they feel nothing about it either. Just imagine had there been a white mob of people doing that to a black woman, a black man and a black woman. They would be calling it racism. They would be calling Trump MAGA people. They would call it, they would make sure you know it were white people. But it appeared to be mostly blacks doing it. They never mentioned the color. It's the same spirit, folks. You and I are being influenced. And until you start working on yourself to see the influence that's coming from you, you're never going to overcome it, because you can truly overcome if you want to. But, you know, most people don't want to. They literally love their hell, and they don't even remember the inner world. And if you try to point them back to the inner world, they would think you're insane. They would think you're insane. What inner world? I'm my own ideas. I do what I want to do. I have a free will, they say. You simply cannot see and don't want to see, because if you wanted to see it, you would see it. One thing about the truth, anyone that wants to see it will see it. The truth will come when you invite it. It's not going to impose on you, though. It will let you stay dumb and stupid and angry and mentally ill. But when you want it and you invite it, truth, I am open. I'm tired of being the way that I am. I'm tired of living the way that I've been living. Help me, and the truth will come and help you. But most people don't want it. And you tell them all the time, you are not your thoughts, you're not your body, you're not your emotions. You got to die from that. That's that evil nature that all human beings have, and a few overcome. 888-7, but those people are evil. Why would they knock out and beat this man? I don't care what happened. Or this like a mob of wild animals. They're in that animal nature. That's all they know. All they know is the human form, the animal nature. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Folks, know thyself. Do what you want, but know thyself if you want to be free. You are not in control. Something else is influencing you in everything that you do. But you think you are influencing yourself. You think you're your own ideas. You think it's you, and it's not. And the sooner you start to pay attention to you, the sooner you go, sooner you will overcome that lower animal nature. Human beings are like animals, and they can identify with the animals more with animals than they do with other human beings because of that animal nature. And I remember Christ said, the Father will give you a brand new nature. A brand new nature. Isn't that amazing? The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. this morning. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. One other quick thing I want to show you, and this is all evil, for it's just pure evil. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. And because it's not being pointed out or talked about yet, you've been given excuses to be evil. You say blame the white man because of slavery, or blame the Jew because he owned everything or more than you own or whatever, and you're supporting evil within your own self, and you attack others, and you think the ideas are yours, and you get a thrill. And the thrill that you're getting is evil because it's not even your thrill, and it feels like life, but you're dying. They're no different in a shy person than there is in a person who rob a bank, or kill for money, or whatever, steal from another person, try to get revenge on another, or there's no different than a man or a woman or a person, human beings who try to be like somebody else. You are a murderer, and you should not be trusted. It's amazing how blind you can be. A lot of people ask, well, why do black people act like this in public? Because of evil. They have no love. They only have hate. And they are being influenced. And then they have excuses for their influences or their reactions or actions because they have been told to have excuses. It's a white man's fault or somebody else's fault. Or you made me feel this way or you made me act this way. Not knowing that they are being influenced from evil from within. Nobody can influence you or make you do anything that you don't want to, but you quickly blame others. Why do black people act this way, they say? From 19 News. Watch this. This is evil. Nothing but evil. Richmond Heights police use facial recognition to identify women identify women who twerked on a cop car. Watch this.
Video is worth more than 1,000 words. Watch and you'll see exactly what I mean. This video was captured by a Richmond Heights police officer sitting in his vehicle back in June outside a popular hotspot in the Hilltop Plaza.
A group of females walked by the cruiser and then returned back around this way. One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began to dance on the push bumper. And then another two females came walking around the other way as well, climbed up on the side of the car. One was standing about right here, dancing on the hood. And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well. There's a small dent and a little crease here. You can see that we didn't decide to fix that at this point in time. And then there was a pretty significant scratch that was about probably from here to here.
So what do you think influenced them to do that? They think it was their own idea, and they got up on it, and they rejoiced. They got a thrill from it. That came from within and from evil. You have grown females getting up on top of a car and acting that way. That wasn't their idea. Now, do you believe me when I say that human beings are evil? And that's just an extreme example. But a human being that's shy or fear or worry or stress, you have it's the same thing. You need to get on the car and twerk, but you overreact to a situation in your own life, your personal life. What do you think made you overreact to that situation? And why would you want to overreact? You wouldn't make that decision yourself. They're doing that on the car, and they rejoice. Look how they're smiling and laughing and doing wicked things and have great joy about it. They're not even sorry or sad or anything about it. They may get caught, and they may be sad they are caught, but they don't see what's driving them. Why do you think human beings are so mean and brutal toward one another? We're all created in the image of God, right? And look how God creation treat each other. And God said, love one another, and yet everybody hates. Police was able to identify the women using facial recognition software. Watch this.
With the help of the Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center, they were able to identify the women using facial recognition software called Clearview AI.
They also then do a little bit further investigation into social media accounts and other databases like that to try and further confirm the identity.
Remember, everything that gets put on social media is out there forever and may be used against you in a court of law.
The three ladies in question, you know, two of you guys have been identified. There's warrants out for your arrest. You might as well come turn yourself in and get the ball rolling on your court case here.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. You're going to get picked up at some point.
Amazing. And when they are picked up, and if they're picked up, they're going to blame racism on that. You're just stopping me. You're just trying to punish me because I'm black and female in this case. They'll make up excuses. They won't say, you know what was I thinking? What was driving me to do this? What would make me get up on top of a police car and act like that in public? They won't ask themselves that. Instead, they're going to blame someone else for it. That's racist police brutality. And a lot of, and this is not just black people, folks, with evil. Every human being is not one that's not evil. And then those men and women who have started to work on themselves now, and they're starting to see something else is driving them, it makes them think and feel and react and do the things they do. And they're starting to overcome, but most people won't. Most people don't care. And most people love their hell. And those women may not ever wake up because they love that thrill. And if they get away with it, the police don't punish them, it's going to get worse. Oh, and then some people wonder what's wrong with the blacks? The blacks seem to have it worse than any other race. That's because you've allowed the blacks to go completely out of control. You catered to them. You have not corrected them with perfect love. And you told them that they can be that way. And you've aided them in their excuses for failure in life. You agreed with them that somebody else held them back in life to the point that the black men and women think that white people are superior to them. They really do believe it. It's so bad that even in Mommy Africa, according to this report, other black people don't want other black people to come to their town. Because black people are wicked. You have no idea. All people are evil, but you don't understand the depths of the wickedness of the blacks. Because the blacks have not, like they used to do in the good old days by other blacks, they would correct one another. Rebuke or whatever you want to call it, but that doesn't happen anymore. And the blacks are completely out of control. What a black would do to you ain't even funny. And it's so bad that in Africa, according to the news report, the other blacks don't want blacks moving there. Here's a video of a black American woman who shared that when she moved to Kenya, villagers told her they prefer white people instead. Watch this from our ex.
They loved having white Americans in their village. Now I done replaced them. And they are looking at me like, who, you? You that look like us? You're here to help us, to save us? What happened to the white people? And you bald, you ain't got no hair, and you childless, so you really not a woman. In their culture, and at that time, you're not a full woman if you don't have children.
Even the black folk, according to this woman, Kenya said, we want white people. We want them all black. What you doing here? We got no problem as in here. Where are the whites? Where are the white women? It's like that in America. It's like that in Europe. It's like that in China. It's like that in Israel. It's everywhere. Nobody wants the blacks around because the blacks have gone totally into darkness. And then there are some who are starting to wake up, though. They hear, well, you got to work on you. You got to forgive. we got to forgive. You got to forgive. You're not going to get around it. And you've been lied to. All people have been lied to about anger. You, just think about that. You have been told that anger is just another human emotion. And it is, but an evil. An evil emotion. And it's totally destructive. But you've been told that it's okay. You have a little anger. Ain't nothing wrong with a little anger. There's trouble in the land, the human suffering, the human misery. It's mind-blowing to me, really. And it's coming from within, and it's been influenced by evil. My producer's telling me that Black Americans are the most stuck up and entitled people in the world. Because everybody been going along with them and agreeing with them about their evil. Eli is out of Canada. Eli. Oh, and by the way, folks, happy White History Month. This is the last week of White History Month. I think July ends on Thursday. July just feels white. Happy White History Month. And now you understand why we need white history? Eli, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Eli.
Yeah. By the way, it's totally true. The thing about the whites. Well, it's not the reason I called, but the fact that you say that, it makes sense. I just want to call because yesterday I went to. Because usually I do stuff. Usually I do stuff on Sundays, and yesterday I went to a Black church. Okay. And well, I grew up in this stuff, and you know, I started listening to you, and you know, it everything you say makes sense about the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues and stuff. And when I came to the church yesterday, it was so weird because people were like screaming, and you know, they say stuff. I don't know what you think about it. I just want to know like what you think about like when people talking. And these stuff they don't understand, and they scream, and you know, Black churches and stuff. It was like a bad. I don't know, because I don't want to judge, because you know, I'm not anybody to like say it's wrong or right. Was what went on the church yesterday, but it was so special. Let me say it that way. People were speaking in tongues, and there was so much noise. Like, what do you think about like speaking in tongues? Like, is it? Do you think it's true what they're doing? Or because in my opinion, I don't want to say my opinion, but what I see, it looks so fake. People were falling on the floor and stuff, you know.
What made you decide to go to a Black church yesterday?
Well, because the thing is, it was my girlfriend's birthday, and she goes to that church. And usually Sundays, what I do is I give, like, I'm a fitness instructor, so I give class. When there's stuff, but I didn't have my class, and I was like, let me just go.
So you went there because of your girlfriend?
No. I just went there because
it was your girlfriend's birthday. That's why you went. What made you decide to go to a Black church yesterday?
Because I wanted to. She invited me, but I didn't feel like obligated and stuff. You know, it was like, are you down to come? I wasn't doing anything, so I was like, all right. You know, it wasn't because of her.
You go to the Black church? You said it because your girlfriend's birthday. Then you said because you wanted to. Then you said because you didn't have to work yesterday. But now you're saying, I don't know, what made you decide to go to a Black church yesterday?
Because she invited me.
So your girlfriend did influence you to go?
Not really, because if I didn't want to go, I wouldn't go. I didn't mind going. But she was like, because I usually on Sundays.
Your girlfriend invited you. Is that what made you decide to go?
Yeah, I didn't mind. Like, if I didn't want to, I wouldn't go. It's not.
But what made you go? Was your girlfriend invited you?
Yeah, she invited me.
How come you act like you don't want to say that?
Why are you acting that way?
No, because I asked what made you decide to go to a black church yesterday, and you said, at first you said my girlfriend, it was her birthday, and then you said, because I just wanted to, then you said because I didn't have to work, and then you said other thing, and then you said, well, she didn't make me go, I wanted to go. Why was all that necessary to say, rather than just say, my girlfriend invited me, and I went.
Yeah, I see what you, but...
Why did you do it that way?
Saying that it was her birthday, but I the way you said it, it's like, oh, she made me go, you know?
No, it was a question. I asked, what made you decide, and you went all around the block with it.
Oh, yeah, true.
And why did you do it that way?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But it's because I when you asked the question after, I thought, like, maybe I'm in my head because I thought you were, how can you say that? I thought you were going to say, when you said because of her, I was like, no, it's not.
I didn't say because of her. I asked, what made you decide to go to a black church? I didn't say because of her. I asked, what made you decide?
Okay.
And then you went from this to this to this to that. And so why did you do that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not clear on the conversation. I don't know, but I
you saw like those people that were speaking in tongues at that black church.
No, but
do you see the point though? Something made you go around the block. All I asked was, what made you decide to go to a black church yesterday? And you said, first thing you said was my girlfriend's birthday. And then you went, because I didn't have to work or because of something else you said. And then you said, she didn't make me go and blah, blah, blah.
No, because you said you were influencing me to
what made you decide to go. But you don't know why you said all those different things about it.
I thought you were going to say what you thought I said
is not what I asked at all.
Yes, that's true. But I'll do it precise really because she invited me. You know, it's real deal.
So what was wrong with just saying that?
I don't know.
It wouldn't have brought any attention by you saying that. Some people invite people to go places.
Say what?
I said, it's not uncommon for people to invite you to go to this place or that place. But it's like you went in your head about it for some reason.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, I'm personally not for that speaking in tongues stuff. It has nothing to do with God. It's pure evil. Eli, I got to take a break. Thank you. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Female Monday. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world, and it's hard even to know what really is going on. It's crazy. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Happy Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. July 28th, AD 2025. Happy White History Month, everybody. We will get to all of your super chats sooner or later, guys. We do see them, appreciate them. Thank you kindly. And we will get back to your calls. There's one line open. You can call in right now. If you haven't already gotten through today, you can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories. And nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, a federal so-called judge has dismissed a Trump administration lawsuit against Chicago's sanctuary laws. You know how Chicago's a sanctuary city? They offer sanctuary from deportation for the illegal aliens who do not belong there. The suit claimed that these local statutes thwart, and that's a quote, thwart federal efforts to enforce immigration laws. However, Judge Lindsey Jenkins, don't know if that's a man or a woman because some men are named Lindsey, said that the U.S. lacked standing to sue. Similar suits have been filed against Los Angeles, New York City, Denver, and four cities in New Jersey. What a mess. So we'll see what happens. It's crazy. Also crazy is what's going on in Gaza. An internal U.S. government review supposedly found no evidence of widespread theft by Hamas of U.S.-funded humanitarian aid in Gaza. The analysis conducted by USAID, which is not a reliable source necessarily, right? U.S. Agency for International Development. Do you think they're reliable? I don't know. Contradicts the State Department's claims that they were used to justify backing the Gaza Humanitarian Fund, a controversial organization that took over aid distribution in the enclave. Controversial usually means halfway reasonable, right? In the right direction. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry and the evil UN, United Nations, more than 1,000 people have been killed by Israeli forces as they sought aid, with 60% killed while trying to reach the GHF sites. Global Humanitarian Fund? Or whatever, I don't know. Something like that. Thousands of Palestinians are suffering from malnutrition, and more than a dozen people starved to death last week, according to some people, amid Israel's humanitarian blockade. Even doctors and nurses are collapsing from hunger and exhaustion as they try to administer help, says Commie Nonsense Network. The tariffs, meanwhile, in America, the U.S. and the EU, the evil European Union, largely evil, right, have managed to avoid an economically crippling trade war. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen shook hands in Scotland on Sunday after agreeing to the framework for a trade deal between two of the world's biggest economies. The agreement sets a 15% tariff on most European goods entering the United States, higher than the 10% tariff Trump put in place April 2nd, and significantly higher than the average of around 1.2% from before Trump's presidency. Yet it's lower than 50% tariff that Trump threatened in May when the trade talks were stymied. Nice. Aim high so that you can go to something reasonable. That's Trump making deals. Trump backed off that threat after speaking with Ursula von der Leyen, who called him to say that the EU would commit to moving swiftly and decisively. Isn't that nice? Make great deals. Speaking of terrible deals, a Walmart attack. Police in Grand Traverse, Michigan, praising bystanders who cornered the suspect in a violent stabbing attack. Bradford James Gillie, G-I-L-L-E, 42, entered Walmart Saturday afternoon in Michigan, Grand Traverse, waited for 35 minutes, allegedly began stabbing random strangers with a folding knife. That's not right. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of Monday already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77 Jesse. No biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can get involved. You can podcast the show, but you can still listen live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And happy White History Month. July just feels white.
White history.
I want to know your white history moment. Someone that built with the help of God, discover and build it, the greatest country on this side of heaven, and though we're losing it. It was amazing. But White History Month is there to remind you of the greatness of the white men who discovered and created the greatest country ever with the help of God. And so you don't forget why history is being erased every day and replaced with false history. It's Monday. Not only is it White History Month, Monday, we take all calls, but ladies first when they come. It is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. I encouraged on Monday my audience to, for 3 days, be nobody or nothing. This past Friday, I encouraged the audience to do that. This past Friday, right? I said, for this 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, be nothing or nobody. And on Monday, I want to know what happened. What did you get from it? Or what happened? Did you do that? Anyone do that? For 3 days, you were nobody or nothing. Did you do it? Before I go to the phones, you know, everywhere I go now, really, I'm not making up. Black people and others, white people and others, ask me, and sometimes they whisper, especially if they're white, they whisper to me, what's wrong with the blacks? And I want to show you that it's not just happening in America. Everybody want to know what's wrong with the blacks. It's around the world. Around the world. For those who are just tuning in, I want to show you this video. Here's a video of a black American woman who shared that when she moved to Kenya, and there's some of you moving over there to be with your own people, and they don't want you there, according to her. When you moved to Kenya, she moved to Kenya village, Kenya. And then the villagers told her they prefer white people instead. So this is not for me. Why is this for X?
Loved having white Americans in their village. Now I done replaced them, and they are looking at me like, who, you that look like us? You're here to help us, to save us? What happened to the white people? And you bald, you ain't got no hair, and you childless, so you really not a woman. In their culture and at that time, you're not a full woman if you don't have children.
They don't want her there. They want a white person. Remember when a woman's hair was a beauty? And now these women have decided, these females have decided to cut their hair, and they have no beauty. They cut their beauty away. Nobody want no short, bald-headed woman. We want a woman with long, pretty hair. I remember when black women used to have beautiful hair growing up. But anyway, she said the blacks told her in that village, what are you doing here? We want white. You trying to replace us? You taking the place of the white people? I want to hear that one more time from X. Watch this.
They loved having white Americans in their village. Now I done replaced them, and they are looking at me like, who, you that look like us? You're here to help us, to save us? What happened to the white people? And you bald, you ain't got no hair, and you childless, so you really not a woman. In their culture and at that time, you're not a full woman if you don't have children.
And you have no hair. Amazing, huh? I do want to tell you, though, as a witness, black people have not always been this way. I'm sure you'd have found some because of good and evil. You would have found, well, you had to, because they wouldn't have joined the so-called civil rights movement had they been individual thinkers. But most black people used to be individual thinkers. Amazing, huh? It's Female Monday. Here's one other story about from X. And I want to know, ladies, can you relate to this woman, this female? Can you relate to this? From S. A woman says she wanted to get a divorce with her perfect husband. She wanted to get a divorce with her perfect husband because she can't be herself. Then immediately says she doesn't know who she is. Watch this from X.
I don't know if I'm going to actually post this because this is super vulnerable for me and I'm a pretty open person. But earlier this year, I told my husband I wanted a divorce. And this would probably shock a lot of my friends and my family because I hadn't told anybody. I walked myself through the logistics of where would I live, how would we split the time with the kids, who gets the dog, all of those things. I feel like I have been searching for something in my relationship that we don't have for the whole time we've been married, which has been 10 years. There is not a single thing about my husband in and of himself that I do not love. He is the most self-disciplined, loyal, hardworking, good person that you could meet on this planet. And that is the reason why I have not left. Our relationship and what my expectations are for my marriage and what they always have been are not met, right? The reason that pushed me to even bring up divorce was the fact that I feel like I can't be myself with my husband. And it's really confusing because I'm 32 years old. I am a mom of three and I still don't know who I am. So for me to be like, oh, I can't be myself or you don't love me for who I am, isn't really fair because I don't know who I am. I'm figuring that out every day.
Amazing. That's every female on this planet. Everyone. And a marriage ain't going to solve that problem. It's not going to solve that problem. And a lot of people get married for a couple reasons. It's natural that women do want to get married, have a family, but not in a crazy way, right? It's not to replace, thinking they will replace that emptiness. But a lot of women get married thinking that if they got married and had children, somehow or another, they would be completed. And it's not going to solve the problem at all. Zero. Nothing outwardly will solve the emptiness that you have within. Nothing outward. No one, no thing. And a lot of women get married because that's what they're told as little girls, children. And men are told that too. You got to grow up. You got to get a job. You got to get a best education. You got to get married. You got to have children. And they're thinking, oh, well, this is going to make me happy. I understand that, lady. Perfect husband, and still she's lost. Because a marriage can't fulfill an emptiness. It's not going to fulfill it. She said her husband is just everything you could want in a husband. But still, she's lost. Can you relate to that, ladies? And that's why I tell you, ladies, you are responsible, not the husband, not the children, no one else. You alone are responsible for your spiritual life. You alone got to get on that path of discovering the person that's lost. You must forgive. You must, too, live within, from within, know thyself so you can overcome. And a perfect marriage is not going to do that. That is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. This woman is the first woman I ever heard in the last 35 years that says, my husband is just everything. He's everything that you could want, and yet she wanted a divorce. Because she doesn't know who she is, that didn't help her find herself. And the spirit of evil is telling her, you might as well get a divorce. And this didn't fulfill you the way you thought it would. Instead of her that, you know what, I am lost. I'm going to start working on myself. I'm married. My husband is just fine. I'm not going to leave my marriage. I'm just going to start working on me. She doesn't need to, especially since the husband is not, according to her, he doesn't seem to be mean to her or anything. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Ladies, you and you alone are responsible for your spiritual world, finding yourself and overcoming that fallen state. Just ask the man and the male alone is responsible for finding himself, his way back home to the Father. So are you, ladies. And that is a perfect example. Is it Luca? Luca, a first time caller out of Canada. Luca, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing today?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Yes, sir. Happy White History Month. So I know today is Female Monday, but I'll try to keep it as short as I can for you.
Yeah, we take all calls.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So long story short, just wanted some relationship advice regarding a woman I've been with, or I guess a female I've been with here for the last three, almost 4 years. Essentially, I really haven't had any problems with her specifically. She's been very great with me and has not really caused any sort of fighting. We haven't really had any fights over the last three, 4 years. But as of recently, I'm especially trying to work on myself, and she's slowly coming to the light and seeing that as well. And the biggest issue we're having, or at least the biggest issue I'm having, is her mother. She is ridiculously, and unfortunately, no other way to put it, very evil and wicked. I don't really want to go into it further, any sort of examples, but that's just the best way to leave it. And she's a very controlling individual. So basically, going in the future here, when we were going to be moving out, which is going to be hopefully here the next year or so, I do not want to welcome her parents over because of the fact of we're trying to work on ourselves and I'm trying to build a family that doesn't have children see anger and they are seeing and having perfect love. Because of that, she's not too happy and pleased with that outcome, and she wants to be able to make that decision herself in terms of if her parents should come over or not. So that has kind of put a bit of a damper on how we want to move forward with our relationship, because I don't want to move forward in the next few years and then this thing comes up again and then it caused a whole issue, and then I don't want to be separating or going our own ways when we've built up so much. So I guess kind of my question today is, do you feel that ending the relationship now would be a better situation to avoid any sort of conflict or having their parents or mother step in? Or am I allowing thoughts kind of get to me now rather than just being present and just, you know, living in the moment and whatever way things come, I just kind of let it happen that way.
Are you guys living together right now?
No, not yet, no. We both live separately with our parents, and we both pay rent and stuff.
How old are you?
I am 23 years old.
Your plan is to marry her?
Yes, sir. I would ideally like to marry her, yes.
Are you going to live with her before you marry her?
I will say I didn't know what the best way for that is. I mean, I think I would probably rather live with her first before I marry her. It's a good question. I mean, I don't even know if I have a great answer for that exactly. I haven't really thought of or decided on what would be better for that, either marrying first or moving in together first. I haven't really put that thought up there very much.
And why are you considering living with her first, period? Why is that even a part of your thinking? Why is that?
Great question again. I wouldn't really say it's like a big priority for like what I'm focusing on doing. It's just been kind of up there recently because I'm going to a different job and I plan on moving from where I am now. So it was just more so would she be moving with me or would I just do it myself? So that's kind of really the only reason why it's more of a pressing situation.
One thing I want to recommend, do what you want, of course, that you not live with her until after marriage, because if you do, the marriage is not going to work.
Okay.
That's for sure. Enough. You can bank on that. But the other thing is, why would you marry a woman knowing that she's unwilling to let her family go, because you would be her family, not her family she's with now? Why would you marry a woman that's unwilling to follow you?
So, another great question. So, the best way I can answer that is this. She is very open to following me and leading, or like me allowing her, or me allowing to lead her later in the relationship. But at this point in time, she has not overcome nor gone and forgiven. So she is just not ready at this stage to let go of her family. So she just basically, her thought is, once she's ready to overcome and let go and basically go and forgive, that is when she would say, like, she just basically wants the decision to be hers, for her to be able to say, no, like, you're not welcome here, versus me to be able to make it.
But the advice that you're giving her is good advice. If she's working on herself, she would take that advice immediately, because it's not bad advice that you're giving her. Why does she need to think on that? Because you're right. She got to let them go, or the marriage is not going to work.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, the best way I would say why she's like that is just because she just doesn't see that exactly fully yet.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely.
And so why are you even dating a woman that's not working on herself?
I went into the relationship 3 years ago into a fallen state.
Yeah, I understand.
And I will say, I've mostly been, you know, in the last year or two is really what I've been working on myself. So that's basically the reason why, is going into it was just not a mistake, but it wasn't by God. So that's the reason why we're kind of in the situation now.
Well, what I recommend, do what you want, of course.
For sure.
Don't plan to marry her or live with her at all, or let her live with you. And you continue working on yourself. If you want to still date her, just date her. Don't make any babies, no children with her at all now.
For sure.
And just have a wait and see, because if she's unwilling to work on herself right now and she's not going to leave her parents, this is not going to work. So I would just continue to work on myself and have a way, get your new job and just live your life and have a wait and see. Because if she's not going to work on herself, she's gonna walk away anyway, because she's going to hate the light in you. The darkness in her will hate the light in you. So it will end anyway. So I wouldn't think about marrying her at all at this point. Plus, you're so young. Okay. You don't need to think about marriage. You just need to keep your mind on the truth, seeking the truth, and let the truth guide you and add to you what you should have.
Okay. That's great advice. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, you've told her, and if she's not ready, let her suffer, and you just work on you and keep moving forward, and your life will be amazing.
Awesome. Well, I greatly appreciate it, Mr. Peterson. Thank you very much.
I wish you well, man. You forgiving your mother and everything?
Unfortunately, I have not done that yet.
On yourself. What the?
Yes, sir. I'm doing the silent prayer, and I'm. You know what? I will say, best answer I can give you is this. The times where I should have done it, I've let thoughts get to me, and I've given myself an excuse, or I've let the devil give me an excuse not to do it. And then as of recently, I literally just have not had the time. I want to do it where my brother isn't home, or I'm able just to do it with my parents, but like individually, and not just have it anywhere else around where I can just have that conversation privately. So that it just kind of a poor excuse, but that's been the reason why.
Well, okay. But so you haven't forgiven your father either?
No, not yet. No, I plan on doing that the other day, and then I ended up having to get taken away from someone else. So I was going to do it this week specifically, actually, when they came home, because today was going to forgive my father specifically. Today was actually the day I was going to do it, because I have a day off with him, so we were going to go talk.
Okay. And you're doing the silent prayer every day and every night, every morning and night?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, every morning, every night. Sometimes, unfortunately, I fall asleep or I pass out, but I do it the best I do it is mostly when I'm in the day, just because I find when I'm driving, I get unconscious. So I usually do it a lot through the day as well.
Well, practice staying present and don't think about marriage at this point. Have a way to see about that. Don't even think about it. Just keep your mind on working on you and let the truth add to you what you should have, and it will be perfect. You cannot go wrong.
Okay.
Because into a relationship in a fallen state, she may not be the one for you, as a wife and a mother to your children.
For sure. No, for sure. Completely. I certainly can see that. So I will certainly try to stay present here and work on that for the rest of my life.
Right on. I wish you well, Luca.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you very much for your time today.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
On Friday, Lin Yen Chin gave a couple of super chats asking, do you know why I do all this exercise? Yes, to increase the biological density of my body up to 64 times natural base value and awaken the strength of 243 men.
Amazing.
Impressive.
Thank you, Eddie.
Another from Lin Yen Chin. Yes, that is the minimum strength required to endure the embrace of an interdimensional space gal, I'll say. It's too early to say that word, Lin Yen Chin. They give heavy hugs because science. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you. Amazing.
Elijah on Friday with a couple of diamonds. Shout out to Henry Ford on White History Month.
White History Moment.
One of the greatest Americans, he says, and wrote a good book too, he claims.
Right on.
I have not read this book, but thank you. And shout out. I've watched a movie on Henry Ford when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Multiple times. My dad showed it to us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why History Moment. Thank you.
Ford cars.
Why?
So cool.
History Moment. Let's not forget. Amazing. Thank you.
Kim bought a coffee. Jesse, can you say no, it's not semantics? Laughing face with tears coming out. It's not Samantha.
Oh, God. Somebody was saying it was Samantha, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of your callers was like, oh, you're just talking Samantha. Semantics.
I was even speaking about anyone named Samantha.
Exactly.
What? No. No, it's not Samantha. Thank you.
Jason bought a coffee. For my White History Month contribution, the USPS, U.S. United States Postal Service, officially established July 26th, 1775, when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as the first Postmaster General. This act marked the beginning of the American postal system before America was founded in 1776.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
White History Moment. Thank you. Eric, I appreciate it. Oh, amazing.
Five coffees from Eric. If you're a beautiful woman.
Happy.
White History Month. If your beautiful woman won't obey, get an ugly woman. They have better hearing, says Eric.
Thank you.
BQ suggestion from St. Loco on Friday. What does your weapon look like? Sword emojis crossing.
Thank you. Interesting. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Joshua, the Great Black Hope. Hey, Jesse, is your staff, Nick, Hake, et cetera, contributors in your show? Do they help build the JLP show?
Repeat that.
Is your staff, are they contributors?
They're workers. They are workers.
Yeah. It's the JLP show. It's not the experts show.
Right. What? Amazing. They get paid. If they want to be contributors, then they need to tell me, you know what, Jesse? I want to be a contributor. I don't want to get paid. Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah Jew C. Lee Peterson.
What?
Jew C. Jew is in Jew.
Uh-huh.
C is in like seeing. Uh-huh. Lee. Oh, Peter Stein.
I love the Jews.
He's Jewing up your name.
He's congratulating me that I don't hate anyone.
Maybe so.
That's what you're doing.
I don't think so. I think
if
it's
you
like
don't love all, you love none. Believe me. And you can bank on that.
Thank you for calling.
Let me take a break. Back in a moment.
Thank y'all. We'll read the rest of it.
Thank you all.
I'm concerned, I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The we have a fundraiser drive happening right now. All right. Help us through the summer. Because a lot of people on vacation, they're like, oh, I forgot to send in my donation. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com and make a donation to our fundraiser drive. We're just trying to get up to $50,000 for the summer. Take us through the summer. We got to pay the non-contributors and other bills to pay, like bills and things. And we are helping. You say we're helping, so help us to help others by helping us keeping the lights on. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call /donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Or if you want to mail it in, make the check or money order out to BOND and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, BOND. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, all right? And if you missed that address, it's at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And then we have a little, is it a scan code or a barcode?
QR code.
QR, what's a QR mean?
It's that, I don't know, but it's that square thing. With the splotchy stuff.
You can go to that little square thing there and put your phone code or something like that. QR code. And do it that way as well. All right? They're everywhere now, I see.
QR stands for quick response, I gather.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
According to Google AI.
And call it to Nick.
Ah, hey.
Oh, amazing. Thank you in advance. And then I do personal shout-outs for you, too. Personalized shout-outs. Personal shout-outs. Whatever the occasion is, congratulations, encouragement. I wish you well. Happy birthday. Whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Let me go out to the UK and talk to first-time caller Rick. Hey, Rick, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Rich, out of the UK.
Rich, yeah.
Right, not Rick.
No.
Oh, mate, go ahead.
How you doing, mate?
All is well.
All right. Good. So, I've been having a lot of problems for a long time. Addiction. When I was young, I had problems with drugs. And then as I got older, I kind of got sober from drugs. And I had about 4.5 years of sobriety. And then I started drinking, and it's been the same story with the alcohol as it has been with the drugs. And I didn't have a great childhood. My dad, he was really violent. And I don't know if it's okay to say on your show, but he kind of tried to sexually abuse me a few times. So I had like some kind of PTSD when I was a kid, and I took to drugs quite quickly. It made me feel better. And the same with the booze. And I'm 50 years old now, and I've just managed to get sober. I've got about 2 weeks of sobriety, and I'm just struggling with anger. And my dad passed away. I've been watching your show for a few months, but my dad passed away in the early 90s. I didn't meet my mum till I was in my 20s. I grew up with my dad. And so I didn't know my mum or my brother and sister. I grew up separately. And I've never really been in touch with anger. And then as soon as I got to my late 40s, I'm 51 this week, and I just have like a lot of anger, and I can't really go to my mom and say, you know, I've heard your show a few times where you've said, you know, like if somebody's deceased, you just have to understand that they didn't know any better and all this kind of stuff. And I'm trying to get my head around that. My mom, she's late stage Alzheimer's, so I can't really go and say, you know, because she doesn't have that many lucid moments now. And I was just ringing you for some advice on all of that, really. I know I've just unpacked a lot there, but I was just ringing for your advice and how to move forward. I'm going to AA to, you know, sort the drinking, but as regards to, it doesn't make sense to be angry at my dad, but I still am, you know, and my mother as well. I feel like I have a lot of resentment for leaving me with him.
Number one, why can't you, I understand you said your mother has Alzheimer's, why can't you go and just, even though she might may or may not understand you, why can't you go and forgive her?
Just tell her anyway, even if she's not. I suppose I could, yeah.
You could, and I recommend you do it.
Yeah, she's in a care home now. I could go over and see her and have a conversation with her.
With your father, you got to go, and no matter what happened, you got to forgive him too, because the same anger that's controlling you right now and causing you to drink and all that, it's the same spirit that was in him that caused him to do whatever he did. And so you got to go and forgive your father, because what's happening is you're growing in stature. Your body is getting older and taller, but your spirit is not. And your spirit is where the pain is, not the physical body, because the body heals, but the spirit will not heal until you forgive.
Yeah, I can feel it as physical pain in my heart. Anger is so bad.
Yeah, you got to go and forgive your father, because, of course, what he did, according to you, what he did was wrong, but he couldn't help it. And if you understand this about yourself, you can't help but drink or do drugs or whatever you've done. You couldn't help that. You were being influenced by the spirit of anger. And your father had the same deal going on, so you got to face him and forgive him. You don't need him to admit he was right or wrong. If he does, nice. If he doesn't, nice. But when you forgive him...
My dad passed away. He died in 1993.
Oh, he died? Okay, well, just realize the same spirit that's controlling you now is what controlled him. And that's why you're drinking and doing drugs, because you're empty. And you think that the drinking and the drug is not the problem. The problem is the anger in your heart. You've been separated from God. And so your father was wrong, but it wasn't him. It was something else driving him to do what he done to you.
Yeah.
And you got to forgive him so God can forgive you. And then you, the drugs and everything will fall away because you have perfect peace and you wouldn't need drugs or alcohol or anything to try to make you feel better. That's the only reason you're doing it, because you're trying to feel better. And the thrill you've gotten from drugs and alcohol have not solved the spiritual problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it just got me into a lot of problems throughout my life.
Yeah. So forgive your father. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah, and go and speak to my mom.
Yes, and go have a talk with her. And whether she hear you or not, you don't know. She might get a glimpse of hearing you. But you just apologize for resenting her. And I promise you, if you see that you're wrong for being angry at your parents, anyone that has anger is evil. Anyone that has resentment is evil, and you're separated from life, and you're only connected to darkness. And that's what's missing inside of you. The light is missing.
I felt separate from life my whole life.
Yeah.
My whole life.
If you realize that, yes, they are wrong, but they couldn't help themselves. They did the best they could. Then you will forgive them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening to me and hearing me out.
Because the body has healed, but the spirit has not.
Right. Got you.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Ever since I've been watching you, I went and looked it up and I've been practicing. I wanted to ask you a question about how you. I've never heard any Christian before focus between the eyebrows as a meditation. I wonder where.
Well, you don't want to meditate.
How you came to that?
You don't want to meditate. You want to observe those thoughts, because your problem. All human beings, every human being on earth, it doesn't matter, rich or poor or whatever, they have identified with a false self all their lives. They think that they're this, and they think they're that, and they think they're this, and they've called these false identity themselves. And so now you want to focus on those thoughts of depression, loneliness, or whatever it is, anger, resentment, so that they can die. You can overcome that. So you want to observe those thoughts, but don't call them you.
Okay.
You're not, even when you go to your little alcoholic class or what, AAA?
Yeah, yeah.
AA is a car coming. You know, do they still have you stand up and say, my name is Rich and I'm an alcoholic?
It's very different in the UK from the US. I've seen films where they've, and shows, shows where it's very different in the UK. They tend to sit in a circle and just go around the room and share.
Okay, well, don't, even in your meeting, don't call those things you anymore. You can talk about those things. I did drugs to try to make myself feel better. Or I did alcohol because I was trying to feel better. I was empty. I'm angry. I was angry and I'm empty. That's why I did it. And that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't call those things you. Now, let's say that the program said, well, you got to say it. If you have to say it consciously, knowing within yourself that it's not you at all. That's what you did to try to make yourself feel better, but it's not you.
Right.
You're not an alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You're not a this or you're not a that. You're none of those things. So you can die, meaning that overcome all identity. You want to live a life with no identities at all. Just be and let life happen. You'll be fine. I promise you, you'll have perfect peace.
They do tell you in AA that once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, and it's
boy, they lying to you.
You have to do like daily spiritual disciplines to stay sober.
So if you're going to
always praying and meditating.
If you're going to always be that, why bother praying?
I don't know. Maybe they don't understand prayer. I don't know.
Just think about it. If you're going to always be an alcoholic, you might as well just stay home and be an alcoholic. You don't need to go to a meeting that reminds you that you're going to always be that. That's not who you are anyway. It's what you did to try to make yourself feel better.
The main reason I go to meetings is to identify, because I forget, and then my head will start telling me that it's okay that I can have a drink. And if I listen to all the people share about the same kind of things that I've been through, that I remember, you know, the pain and the heartache that drinking brings to me. So I've just seen on your chats, you know, somebody says addiction is a choice. It doesn't feel like a choice to me.
It's not a choice. That's a lie. Addiction is not a choice.
Exactly.
Really? That's a lie from hell. You did not choose to become an alcoholic.
I didn't know.
Or a drug
addict.
Somebody
just put it up on your chart. Yeah.
No, that's not true. So do the silent prayer. Don't identify with.
Yep.
And I promise you, those things will fall away. And never let anyone convince you that that was a choice. It's not a choice.
No.
You and I and no one in the world has ever made a choice at all of themselves. You've been influenced.
Unconscious? You mean like it's all been unconscious?
Yes. You've been influenced by evil and didn't know it. And now that you're starting to overcome evil, you will be influenced by good. And it won't be you, but it'll be good, which is God. He will influence you. Up until now, it's been evil influencing you, not you. You did not make a choice about anything.
Okay, thank you.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, Rich.
Yeah, I'd love to speak to you again, Jesse. Thanks for all your help, and you're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. Take care.
All right. God bless.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Brandy out of Arizona. Brady. My bad. Brady, you're on the air.
Asombrosa, Jesse. That means amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, you always talk about how the black female hates the white man these days, and I've been noticing it now for the last pretty much 30 years.
I thought you wanted to ask me about Trump and Obama.
Well, no, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about what you think. What you're going to think about Trump putting Barack Obama in prison for what he did, for the Russiagate, for the election scandals.
Obama's not going to prison.
You don't think so?
I know so.
Why don't you think he's going to jail?
First of all, he was the president, and presidents are immune. That's the word they are? Immune from their stuff. They are protected by the law. They can do wrong and get away with that. But Obama's black. Obama's not going to prison. You can bank on that one.
Well, if you're guilty of treason like he is.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to prison.
Well, he's going to spend time in some jail, I think, for the rest of his life.
He's not going to spend time in any jail at all. Maybe, Brady, just maybe, and I don't know about that, but maybe some of the workers, I don't know, probably nobody really, but maybe some of his workers may end up going to jail. Might, but Obama's not going to jail. You can relax on that one.
One thing I have to ask is, so for 8 years we had that man in the White House.
Right.
And his actual name in Indonesia was Barry Soltero.
Right.
So, again, you have him supposedly married to a female. Well, we all know that Michael Robinson was a male. So then for 8 years, we had to
bring in Brady, you make enough stuff now. You don't know that.
I've seen the pictures of her when she was young and played basketball.
Brady, you make enough stuff now. You made a little sense when you were asking about Obama going to jail or not. Obama not going to jail. But now you're going off into the imagination, and I would recommend you not do that. It's best to talk about the things you know to be true about Obama going to jail or not. But all the other stuff, I would drop it. Do what you want with it, Brady, but I would drop that because it's just insanity made up by insane people.
Again, you got two kids that even dropped their parents. Malia and the other one had nothing
Brady,
to do with it.
I got to run, buddy. 888-7753-773. Those kids look like, one looked like Obama and one looked like Michelle. What the? They look like their parents. Some stuff look like y'all shouldn't jump on board with. And then you go around preaching it as though you know that it's true. Some stuff, you should say, you know what? Nah, there's no proof about that. That one gal looked just like Michelle, the older one, I believe. And then the young one looked just like her daddy. But y'all just leave that out because it's best to gossip. The thrill is in the gossip itself. 888-7753-773.
888-77-JESSE.
Super chat.
Sam. No message. Thank you for the support.
Thank you.
Mioe's a cute dog. Kappa says, I live in Canada and the East Indians are taking over my whole country. They just opened a Sikh, meaning Sikh gym, and I can't take the smell anymore. Help, says Mio is a cute dog.
Oh, because the gym is still new?
No, it smells because a lot of the Indians have a distinctive aroma.
They don't use baking soda?
Probably not.
Oh, amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Yeah. Natasha says, Hake needs to jump in and correct that caller on Friday with the word inappropriate. It's inappropriate, not unappropriate. There's a Latino caller whose wife was talking with guys at work or something like that, or following guys at work on social media, maybe.
Oh.
And he felt that was inappropriate, but it's inappropriate, not unappropriate.
I'm surprised you didn't correct it, because you is an English teacher.
I've
you
repented.
Were the made for a good English teacher.
Thank you.
You really. You remind me of Miss Jenkins.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Miss Jenkins was a smart black English teacher.
Sweet.
And she used to dress so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like Miss Jenkins.
Yeah.
I mean, in the wrong way.
Oh.
As a young kid, right? I thought she was so, and she was kind of bully. But anyway, that's another story.
Patrick, three coffees. Amazing. If you want to hoop and holler, do your little hooping and hollering. But if you really want to know God, be still and know. He doesn't need you to control anything.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Elijah and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. And that, we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all. Quick break, the hate news coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go, back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better. Because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's some serious mess going on in the world, but sometimes bystanders can help save the day for some people. Pretty cool. And nice. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And the females, if they love anybody. July 28th, AD 2025. We'll get to the rest of your super chats and your calls, guys. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third hour coming right up. But it is hate news, not fake news. After the JLP show, do catch the hate report if you so please. And even if you don't please, check it out. And then American Anchor Baby. American Anchor Baby live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 Monday through Thursday, Friday right after the fallen state. Except last Friday, he did something different because he had to do some outside preparation. And make sure you stay tuned. Keep your ear out on the JLP show and on American Anchor Baby for some awesome announcements coming up. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports about that Walmart attack that I was telling you about, where the guy started trying to stab random people, and that's not right. Bradford James Gilley sounds like a white person. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not. I haven't looked into this story. Age 42, entered a Walmart Saturday afternoon in Grand Traverse, Michigan. You heard about that last hour. And waited inside there for 35 minutes, loitering, apparently. Maybe didn't even buy anything. And then he allegedly began standing, they say, random strangers with a foldable knife. So said authorities. The suspect fled into the parking lot. Several bystanders gave chase. Hey, Michigan bystanders, watch out for them. Including an unarmed former Marine named Matt Kolakowski and his brother-in-law, Chris O'Brien. After another bystander, also another former Marine, pulled out his gun, the suspect dropped the knife. And happy White History Month. That's when Kolakowski subdued the attacker and held him under police until police arrived. Quote, I just turned into somebody that I haven't been in a long time and just stayed on top of him until the deputy ran up and jumped on top of him with a rifle in his face. And I helped the deputy arrest him, said Kolakowski. All 11 victims who are between the ages of 29 and 84 are expected to survive. Right on. I like a hearty 84-year-old. Shout out. And have you heard about this missing mom and child, mother, a California mother and her 8-month-old daughter? Missing, haven't been seen for nearly 2 weeks, at least as of this time of this reporting. Family, friends, authorities asking for the public's help in finding a woman named Whisper Owen, age 36, and her infant daughter, Sandra McCarty, different last name. Whisper Owen is the mother of 3 other children also. Described as a 5'6", 145-pound, blue eyes, brown hair. Sandra's 1'10". Whoever heard of that? 17 pounds and green eyes and brown hair. July 15th, the pair left Fresno to return to their home near Sacramento. Traffic camera captured their vehicle, silver 2006 Chevy Trailblazer. Blah, 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 blah. Shortly after 8 p.m. that night in Atwater, I'm desperate to find my daughter and her baby, so said Whisper's mother, Vicky Torres, another different last name, to Commie Nonsense. It's like she vanished into thin air. Sounds like a mess. And pets. Animal rescues and shelters across the United States are reporting sharp increases in surrendered pets. Several of those organizations, at least a few, told Commie Nonsense the financial hardship at the root of these owners' decisions. What, they're abandoning them? The cost of owning a pet, foods, toys, grooming, vet visits, veterinarian, have increased in recent years. And tariff-sensitive goods, you know, Trump's tariffs, expected to be even pricier in the coming months to come. So we'll see. Many pet owners facing a deterioration in financial state of stability, maybe mental stability, shout out, including the rising cost of living, debt burdens, unexpected medical event for humans or animals, or a job loss. It just breaks us to see people cry. They have to give up their animal because of money. I'm James Hake.
celebrate with my friends. It's what history wants. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history.
It's white
history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Happy White History Month. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. No biblical question this week. I mean, today. I don't have one right now. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you're running around. Some people are sitting watching the show. Some people got to run around and do whatever it is that they're doing. You can be listening to the show. If you can't sit, you can podcast. No matter where you are, what you're doing, you can listen to the show as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in because Monday is, let it be written, let it be known, let it be said, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight you to hop over to beat me.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to the busy phone. Della is out of Virginia. Della, you're on the air, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
I have a California connection for White History Month.
White History Moment, go ahead.
So I was listening to Rush Limbaugh one time, and he was talking about a friend of his named Alex Spanos, who was born in Stockton, California. He grew up under a very strict Greek father who owned a bakery, and he did not want to continue under the thumb of his father at the bakery. So he borrowed $800, bought a truck, and started selling bologna sandwiches to the migrant workers that came to work in the farms. With that investment, he turned it into a real estate empire, bought the San Diego Chargers, and just is a testament to, you know, the American way. I mean, it's an incredible book. Yeah, it's a great story. And his son still runs the San Diego Chargers, but he was a good friend of Rush Limbaugh's, and he recommended the book. So, of course, I read it, and it was a wonderful story.
Amazing. What a history moment. You know, as you were talking about this person, it reminded me of the good old days when in America, men and women were like free to do kind of what, you know, meaning right. that they were in control of themselves and they didn't believe that there was nothing or no one that can stop them. And that's,
absolutely.
That story reminded me of that. We don't see a lot of that anymore, Della.
No, you don't. So it's kind of nice to read it. He was he was a great guy. Good note, no drinking, no alcohol, just family man, family close, just a wonderful story. And still in California, at least the family is.
Amazing, sir. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Good to talk to you.
I love it. And Rush Limbaugh was an amazing guy himself.
Absolutely.
Love Rush
Limbaugh.
You know
what? Success loves success.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Della.
That's why I love Jesse Peterson.
And I love you back. Amazing. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Oh, Tony gone. Let me go to first-time caller John out of Missouri. John, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, John.
So this morning, me and my wife were reading out of scripture, and it just so happens we were reading something about prayers, and then just a few calls back, I heard you mention something about the silent prayer. Now, I don't know much about anything, and it seems too simple to work if I understand it. And sometimes, you know, I understand pretty well, but I just wanted to verify, could you explain the silent prayer? Because it seems... It sounds like what it is, but maybe that's too easy for some people, and maybe I might be wrong, and maybe you could explain it better.
And what does it sound like to you? When you say it sounds too simple or what it is, what's going through your mind about it?
So I have the impression that the Almighty Creator of all, kind of whatever we want to call that, is, you know, a busy individual. Sometimes we might think that there's something that's very, very important. Maybe it's even a parking space, but not everything needs to be mouthed. And sometimes patience and quiet calmness, still listening for that small voice that's really going to get to the point of it. Sometimes.
When...
sometimes it doesn't.
That's what, when you hear about the silent prayer, that's what goes through your mind about it?
Just being still, yeah. Being quiet, and listening. You know, because, like, if I got an invitation to go to the White House, you know, there's a lot of steps that you would want to do. You probably won't even have your paperwork, whatever you were going to address to the boss, you know, ready. Maybe even rehearsed a little bit so you don't stumble over your own words. You know, it's an important a meeting. And sometimes, you know, the president wants to talk to somebody else. There's some other more important things going on than just my invitation to the White House, you know. And so when I think of a silent prayer, I think of sometimes you just sit patiently prepared, but quiet.
Are you
and
a
I don't
Christian?
Know if that's exactly what that means.
Are
so I wanted your input.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I mean, yes. The basic concept of Christianity.
And what do you mean by that?
So years back, I was part of the Armstrong movement. Then I kind of branched out. I think I was listening to a Don Harris out of Think Red Ink Ministries years back. So when I say that I follow Christianity, it's a little different than some. Like, for instance, I keep the seventh-day Sabbath, keep the holy days and those things. But I still believe that Jesus Christ is the Almighty.
You believe what now?
Jesus Christ is the Almighty.
And do you pray to the Father?
Son of God. the Father Almighty, correct. Yes, sir.
You pray.
I don't believe.
Father?
I mean, I don't believe that Jesus. I have to watch my mouth sometimes with certain people, but I believe that Jesus had a Father, a God, and that Jesus served a God.
And do you pray to the Father?
Pray to the Father through the Son, kind of idea.
Do you pray to the Father?
Yes, sir.
And when you pray to the Father, what do you say?
It really would depend on pretty much courteous. You know, I try to be courteous to the Almighty.
What do you mean by that?
Say again?
What do you mean by that?
Well, because not everything... he's a highly important... They're not all the... Not everything that's... there's only certain times to address the Father in certain things that are really important. Like, for instance, if you have someone in the... You know, if there's a loss or there's a situation that's... You know, like maybe you have a kid in the hospital or something. Important situations. I would totally come to him politely and ask for some time. You know, and
I don't understand what you're saying. What do you, when you say courtesy to the Father, what do you mean by that?
That there's honor and respect that's due to a grandfather of grandfathers. And so, like even speaking to a biological grandfather, there's certain things that they would classify as nonsense and they don't have time for. What now, it might be important to you, but in the grand scheme of everything, it's not that important.
So are you know, saying that there are things in your life or happen with you that you will not go to the Father about?
Yes.
And why not?
Because it could be frivolous. It could be something that I feel that is important today, but it might really not be that important in the grand scheme of things.
Like what?
Maybe a blessing that has been given to you, but you kind of are. It's something like, for instance, I just purchased a house. That's a big commitment. It's also a great blessing, but with something like that comes a lot of stress or thoughts of, you know, will we be able to get this taken care of, or will we be able to fix this new thing, or what about the cabinets, or whatever. And instead of coming to the Father kind of complaining over a blessing that's been given to me, there might be certain things that you can handle on your own and enjoy your new gift, take care of it. But certain things might not need to be brought to him. It's not that you can figure it out kind of thing.
But
you can manage it.
If you get a house, who gave you the house?
Oh, no. We had to get it through, you know, the bank kind of thing.
So who made it possible, though?
Well, the Almighty, of course.
But
yeah,
I don't understand what you're saying. To be honest, John, I don't know what you're saying about you go... Are you saying, and I don't want to put it words here, but are you saying there are things in your life that you would go to the Father about, but and then there are other things in your life that you would not go to the Father about?
Correct.
And why is that?
I think that there are certain things that you can handle on your own that are common sense that you can take care of.
Like
just
what?
Took a moment. Maybe it's figuring out how you're going to... get gas in your car or food on your table.
But
or,
the Father said you know nothing of yourself. You could do nothing. Why do you think you don't need him in all things?
You're right.
No,
I
that
think
was a
that
question.
Sometimes though,
that was a question.
I heard it and it locked in. I feel like there are certain situations that come across that's it's ignorance on my part. I apologize about that. Now that I've had a moment to kind of embrace that,
about what?
Well, you know, you're the carnal concept of being a man, being a head of the house, being a father or a grandfather, you arbitrarily take on responsibilities that you assume are yours.
But why you don't think that you need the father in all things?
You're right. No, you're right. Because I assumed that I had the power to do it myself. Like I had ignorance there. If you can hear it kind of in the ignorance, you assume that you can take care, like you have power to, you know, it's stupid. Yeah. I apologize for that.
Apologize.
That's another thing I'll have to come to the father with.
You apologize for what?
Well, for assuming that I could take it on. Like I have the power to take it on, whatever that is, whatever the situation would be. You know,
so
like
up until now, right now is the very moment you thought that there's something you can handle on your own without the father.
100%. Yep.
And why did you think
ago,
that? Why did you think that?
You know, the ignorance, assuming that there's certain things a man can handle on his own.
And when
he
you said
no
that you
for.
Have to go to, you go to the father with certain respect or something. Did you say respect or something?
Correct. Yeah. Courtesy. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
courtesy.
Yeah.
Where did you get that idea that you go to the father with courtesy?
Just the concept that he's my father.
But
no different courtesy than you would show.
He doesn't tell you to come with courtesy. Why do you think you should go to him with courtesy?
Because he's worthy of it.
Worthy of it, but he doesn't tell you that he's worthy of that. He tell you to come to him as you are, weary, evil, nasty, whatever you are, come to him as you are. Why do you think you could do that with courtesy?
I never thought of that question before, I guess. Why would I think that I could come to the Father with courtesy over things that I think are important? And yet not come to him with courtesy over things that I don't think are important.
Or just come as you are. Why?
Well, this comes back to my question then on that silent prayer.
Why do you think that? Why do you think you can go to him in any other way but as you are?
No, that's true.
No, that's a question.
It does seem like, therefore, you're putting on some kind of hypocrisy or some kind of mask, some kind of fake courtesy, maybe.
But where
since
you
you're
get
only going
that
to him
problem,
in that
I'm
way.
I'm trying to understand.
That.
How did you come up with that?
Just out of the respect of the concept that he's the grandfather of grandfathers. He's the father of fathers. He's the king of kings.
But did he tell you to respect him, or did he say, come as you are?
No, he says something more like fear.
So
fear
he
me
said,
almost,
come
but,
to you as you are. How did you come up with you got to go to him in a certain way?
Yeah, no, I just assumed that was my ignorance, my assumption to a God. I don't know, you know, that concept that you would get. It almost sounds like I got it through the Disney Channel, but. But it's my imagination running wild.
Yes,
and
that's for sure.
Assuming attributes on the Father that I assume is gratitude. You know, he's worthy of. When, like you said, all he asks for you to do is come to him as you are.
You're married.
That's,
you said.
Yes, sir. 25 years.
And does your wife obey you?
Yes.
Your wife
to,
obey you
a comfortable. Concept like I don't know, maybe she would. If I told her to go play in the highway, she might, but I would feel silly about those kind of demands.
Why
I would
do
say
you
yes.
think that's
yes.
obey? Why do you think that's what obey means, that you tell her to go play on the highway? Would you
I just say I would assume she would almost do anything I would ask her to do.
Does your wife obey
I've never
you?
Asked her to go play in the street, but I mean if I did she
yeah.
might. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
And why do you say yes?
Because as 25 years, if I tell her to do something, she does it. Even if that would have been the worst thing for us, she would still do it.
But why would she do something that you tell her and it was the worst thing? Why would she do that?
Because when my wife married me, she understood that she was marrying me and that it was my responsibility to get her into the kingdom of heaven.
But
if I lead my family into hell, that was on me. And if I lead my family into heaven, that was on me as well.
Can you lead your wife into the kingdom of heaven?
She'll do anything I command, kind of thing.
What does that have to do with you leading her into the kingdom of heaven? How can you lead another person into the kingdom of heaven?
By the leading and guiding and the instructions that I show and do.
But you can't lead another person to heaven. You can't even lead yourself into heaven. And
no, that's true.
Wife,
I read that as well, the blind leading the blind.
So why would your wife expect you to lead her into heaven when you can't even lead yourself into heaven?
But I would assume I can.
You can?
Yeah, that's my assumption.
How can you lead yourself into heaven?
By obeying the Almighty.
And how do you do that?
And I keep the commandments.
But you don't keep the commandments.
I take time out. Say again?
You don't keep the commandments.
The one where we said that come as you are?
Did God say that you were entered into heaven if you keep the commandments?
Correct.
Where you get that from?
Scripture.
The scripture
doesn't
say
you'll make it into heaven. Or at least you won't make it into hell.
Hey, John.
Uh-huh.
The Bible doesn't say if you keep the commandment, you're going to enter into heaven. It doesn't say that anywhere.
No, you're right.
Where did you get that from then?
The assumption that if you kept the law, that you're obedient.
Why are you assuming things about God? An assumption about God is just an assumption about God. That doesn't make you know him.
It says something like, if you keep the commandments, you know that he loves you. If he loves you, why would you go to hell?
So what now?
If you keep the commandments, you know that he loves you. You know that you're loved by the Almighty if you keep his word and you keep his commandments.
But you don't keep his commandments.
So I would assume that if I keep his commandments, then he loves me.
Okay. Let me ask, because of time, have you dropped your anger?
Yes. You taught me that. Plus, I did a research on Moses' anger. Found out why Moses couldn't make it into the promised land.
And
really hit me hard.
Did you forgive your mother?
100%.
You told her?
Yes.
And your wife forgave her mother?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. She died.
Your wife died?
So there's a little bit of a difference concept with a dead mother. My wife's mother died before she came into the conclusion that
Forgive,
correct.
She did?
Yes.
Has she forgiven her father?
No.
Why not?
I don't know why. I think that there's some kind of past trauma or past situations that's hard for her to forgive.
You tell your wife to go and forgive her father?
Yes.
And I thought she obeyed you. Why have she done it?
Right. Well, the father thing's a little different.
That she obey you to the point that she'll walk in the middle of the road if you ask her to, but she won't go and forgive her father?
So her father, her birth father, her sperm father, we don't know who he is. Then her stepfather that raised her, he's dead. But I guess there was some kind of trouble or trauma that happened when they were littler.
John,
and I guess it's kind of harder for her to forgive again.
John.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
John.
So both her mother and her father are
John.
Dead.
John. Yes, if your wife obeyed you and you told her to go and forgive her father, why haven't she done something that as simple as that? That's easier than walking to a road and getting ran over by a car.
No, because to say something and actually really feel it and do it is different. It might be a little bit more difficult when then. Say again?
Have you forgiven your father?
Correct, yes.
You told
but he's
him?
Alive.
You told him?
Yes.
So here, let me tell you about the side of the prayer. When you pray for something, how do you know what you want?
I don't. I only have to the spirit that lives inside of me.
So then why do you ask God pray for things?
Correct.
No,
so I don't
question.
Know. It seems too easy.
Hey,
like,
John, why do you do that?
Why do I do it?
Yeah.
Assumption that my mouth works, words come out, and he's got to hear them, I guess. It's assuming that.
Stop assuming. So correct. Here's what the silent prayer does. God said to be still and know him. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. You don't know how to what to ask for. And everything you ask for is vanity. And so he says, be still and know. And so what the silent prayer does, it allows you to calm down and be still and become aware of who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your ideas. You're not the good or the bad or anything. He will allow you to see those false identities that you have identified with all your life in your imagination. And when you see it, he will take them away from you if you allow him to. If you totally surrender all of your evil unto the Father, the Son, the Father is the light, and the light will destroy the darkness. So when you do the silent prayer, go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and it will show you how to do it so that you can come out of your illusions of yourself. You're not who you think that you are. And so you need to be aware of that so you can let go and let the Father take care of you. He would take care of you if you allow him to. But he's never going to take care of you as long as you're trying to take care of yourself.
I appreciate that. Now I understand another thing that you said a while back. You were on someone else's podcast. You asked them, who are they? Who do they think they are? And when they answered and everybody answered, it came back to you and they put you on the spot. And you said, I'm nobody. And I didn't understand that until you just put it. And I'm thinking to myself, here I am. I'm sitting in my quiet spot. Who am I now that I've gotten rid of all of this identity of who I am or whatever? What do I say if I say nothing? And what do I come to the conclusion of when I've gotten rid of everything? And then I remembered, who are you? I'm nobody.
So do the silent prayer, John, and the Father will guide you, all right? The light will guide
you. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Thomas out of Maryland. Thomas, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Thomas.
So glad to talk to you again.
Right on.
I called a little bit ago. I told you about how I forgave my mother. And then I just got a house. God blessed me with a house.
Congratulations.
So now, thank you. I'm 25, so the
right on, right on time.
Yeah. And people complaining about getting a house, it's really not that hard. I thought it was going to be super hard.
Right
on. Not that hard.
Nice.
Yeah, you just got to save up money. It's like if you go, instead of going to college, if you just work for 4 years and then save up like 60 grand, so you save up 20 grand a year or whatever you can a year, and then you'll have the down payment because the down payment is all you need.
Well, congratulations, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was calling about some woman problems. I'm trying to get a wife. And so these girls at the church, I told you I'd like found like this little weird, they're not Amish, but they're King James.
Are you
Baptist.
Amish?
No. I was thinking about it. I was about to do it because before I got the house, I was like, because they got the little girls in the little outfits, and I was like,
Thomas, hold on a minute.
I need me one of them.
Hold on, Thomas. Let me take a break.
All right.
888-7753. What? 537-73. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm a I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out our merch. We have amazing merch. White History Month t-shirts and mugs. Punchy's coffee. And my coffee is so good. Good. It is so good. White History mugs and stuff and coffee. And then we have amazing t-shirts and mugs and all kind of amazing things there for you. And every dime you spend go back into the organization, really, to make all this work. So not only are you helping yourself, that t-shirt, when she's crying, she's lying, oh, my God. Everybody, and they mama want to know about that. What? Even the ladies love the t-shirt as much as the men, or maybe even more. So go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingAMan.com/stores, RebuildingAMan.com/stores. Let me go quickly back to Thomas out of Maryland. Thomas, go ahead. So you got a house, you're 25, congratulations, and now you said you're looking for a wife?
Yeah.
And why are you looking for a wife?
Because I thought that the best thing to do is to have kids. So I thought, like, the whole purpose of being here was to build the kingdom and everything. And so I was going around telling people about what happened to me when I went and forgave my mother and trying to get people to do that. And nobody's really listening. So I was like, all right, well, I guess to just have kids.
You shouldn't be telling people that. That's why. Where did you get the idea that you should get married and have kids because you're trying to build some type of kingdom?
Well, it's God's kids, because God will bless you with the kids, but they're, and then you just raise them.
You ever see anybody that blessed with kids?
Yeah, the families in the church that I see, this guy, the pastor has like 8 kids.
So if they're so, blessed with children, why they screw the kids up?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like some of the kids, I'd say it's half and half.
No,
like,
it's not half and half.
All kids
get screwed up. There's not one kid that survived.
Yeah. Well, they're good. They're good. The father is a really good father.
No such thing.
I think something happened with him where he's like, he was born again. It's like the people that are born again are good with their kids.
No, they're not. They're the worst.
What?
Yeah.
Well, like
those people that are born again, they impose their born again on the children, and they drive their children away from God.
Yeah, it does happen, yeah. I've seen some of them.
So why are you looking for a wife, Tommy? Because of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because I want the kids, basically.
Why?
I don't even care who I get.
Why do you want the kids?
So that, because then I feel like at least I did something, I made the kid.
Survivor made some babies, huh?
Right. Yeah, it's like, I got nothing to do now. I got the house, and it's like,
Thomas,
that's all I really want.
If you get married, now that you got your house, and you get married, you're going to lose your house, your soul, your children, and everything.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Oh, his phone went out. You hit mute or something, Thomas. Thomas?
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
You can't even handle a telephone. How are you going to handle a wife?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
All right.
So, Thomas, because of time, here's what I recommend. Don't look for a wife. Don't even want a wife. Don't look for children. Don't even want children. You should only keep your mind on the truth. Seek first the truth, and all will be added to you, whatever it meant for you to have. It's impossible for you not to get whatever is meant for you to have. But because if you put your mind on a wife and children, that will become your God, and they will destroy you. But let the Father add to you what you should have. You should always put the truth first, and that's what would be added to you. That would be your God. And then everything else that would be added to you would not be your God. You can take it or leave it.
Right. What do you mean keep my mind on the truth? I'm going to church and I'm listening to doing the audio Alex Skirby Bible thing. So
no.
What do you mean?
are you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
Yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
No.
What?
No, that's what, yeah.
And why not? Suffer and die.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing it?
So I did it once, like when I first did the forgive your mother thing. And it worked. And then I've been taking these root things, and it gets rid of the thoughts. So I was like, well, I don't need to do that because I got the root things that do it for it. It's like, but then when you don't take the root things, the thoughts come back.
You're losing your mind, man. I'm losing my mind, and it's all because of you. Listen, Thomas, I recommend that you stay with the silent prayer. Go back to the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. They're not you. And that's what it means to keep the truth on your mind. You're looking at the false self by the light, which is the truth, and the truth will make you free, and the truth will add to you what you should have in life, and it will be perfect. But if you look for a wife, you're going to marry the devil, and the devil going to destroy you and your children and your house, because the devil, by way of that woman, would take away your life.
So how do I know? Because I was like, I was praying for her to reveal herself to me, you know, like the guy with the camels and then the girl, you know. And so,
what guy with the camera?
In the Bible, where the guy's like watering the camels or something in the, or at the well, and then the girl at the well is like, oh, I'll give your camels water too, or something. And then he's like, oh, that, I pray to God for her to say that.
Tama, forget about all that. You watching too much TV, buddy.
Stupid saying it. Yeah.
You watching too much TV, buddy. Listen, I got to run, but do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. And you stay with it. And then the Father will add to you what you meant. But if you go and look for a woman, I promise you, it's going to be the wrong one.
All right. Hey, Jesse, is there any way I could get on to the phone state? I got a podcast.
Call my, listen, hey, business. Hold on. Listen, contact producer at thefallenstate.tv.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Producer at thefallenstate.tv.
Okay, that's easy.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. I got to run. Keep your mind on you and forget about the looking for anything, and all things will be added, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse. I love you, Jesse.
Love you too, buddy. Congratulations again on your house.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Camilla is out of Wisconsin. Camilla, you are on the air. I mean, Camilla, not Camilla. Camilla, my bad. I'm black.
Thanks. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
I'm on vacation in the Wisconsin Dells.
What?
I'm on vacation in the Wisconsin Dells.
You on vacation and you're going to smoke some dope?
No dope. What? I'm in the Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Oh, well, right on. Happy White History Month.
Thanks.
Okay.
So I tried to do your challenge of being nothing and or being no one.
Being nothing or nobody for 3 days.
Yeah. And it was really weird, but I think the most I got out of it was, like, I felt invisible.
You felt invisible?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was odd. I'm still doing it today, too, but...
Odd in what way?
I don't know. Like, I actually felt like I was nobody.
And what? How did that feel, being nobody?
Just like a blank space, like empty. I don't know. It's weird.
And would you prefer to be that or be somebody?
I think that, honestly.
Well, you work with that and just practice that, being a nobody or nothing. But yeah, enjoy your life and all that, but don't try to be anyone or anything.
Okay.
Amazing. I'm glad you tried. Are you doing the silent prayer and everything?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying. It just seems like it gets more difficult sometimes.
And
but
why?
I try.
Why is it difficult? If you're not putting your will into it, why is it difficult?
Well, just the thoughts are just, I'll run away and I like start over during the silent prayer, like multiple times during it.
Well, because of time, just relax, watch those thoughts, and in the morning and at night, and during the day, practice when you're caught up in your head, just become aware of your body or something that's in the present, and just don't put any effort into it, because the light would do it for you. You can't do it of yourself.
I get that.
So what?
I get that, yeah. I can't do it myself.
Yes,
I know.
So don't struggle with it. Just relax. And then don't call it working or not working. Don't call it good or bad. Just relax and let life happen. And it will, I promise you.
All right.
But I'm glad you did the challenge over the weekend for 3 days being nothing or nobody. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love your challenges.
Right on. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Have fun down there wherever you are doing dope.
No, don't. What the?
You said, all right, thank repeat, you so much. Repeat where you said that you are on vacation and you were where?
In the Wisconsin Dells. It's like there's a gajillion water parks.
Oh.
People come from all over the world. In fact, you know, I hate to say this, but it is nice having mostly white people around. There's only a few blacks, and they haven't caused any trouble as far as I know.
Right on.
But we were sitting in the water park. Yeah, we were sitting in the park yesterday, and all of a sudden, these five Muslims came walking through, all dressed in black, and it was kind of creepy.
You're like, what a mess. White people just trying to have their first-class life, and the color people always trying to interfere. Thank you. I got to rub.
All right.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Wisconsin Dells is a popular tourist destination known for its water park, family-friendly attractions, and natural beauty. It's located on the Wisconsin River in a region of
Glacier,
what's that, carved?
Yeah, glacier-carved sandstone formations.
Well, I mean, what a mess. No, it's all white. It just sounds white.
Indeed.
White people love their first class. Leave the white people alone. They don't want to be fighting with y'all. Let me go to Utah and talk to Jenica. Jenica, you are on the air and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to call because it was this time last year that my husband introduced me to you. And everything has changed since.
Amazing. Congratulations for the best. Things have changed for the best or the worst?
Yes.
Yes, what?
No, the best. Excuse me.
Right on.
Yeah, no, it was a White History Month story that, like, I got super intrigued with that you guys had featured.
Yes.
And because of that, I was like, whoa, like, what else am I missing? What else have I not known about my history as, like, a white woman and just white people in general? And it opened my eyes to just the hate and just the world and how it's being set up. Because before I was very, I don't know, much more, like, liberal-minded, much more just kind of the traditional female mindset.
Right, yeah.
But I've like watched myself over the last year see like all the ways that I was trying to control my husband and manipulate my husband and try to get the things that I want. And like it all boiled down to this knowledge of like women thinking that they know better. And like I see it because I saw it so deeply in myself.
Right on.
And it's completely changed to where like I now obey my husband. I let him lead. I understand that like all of the ways that I did win him over and did control things, they all went wrong.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane. So I wanted to say thank you. And my eyes have been opened and everything has changed. And I've watched life unfold without me trying to control it. And the most amazing things have happened for me and my husband, and naturally without us trying. And it's like, it really is like God's just kind of like, this is what happens when you let go and stop trying to force life to happen. Things are just like, the steps are appearing right in front of us and we're just taking them. And oh my gosh, life is just getting more and more and more amazing.
When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, you haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer and becomes clearer and clearer and clearer and more amazing. You have eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Father has in store for you. Stay with it.
I absolutely will. I also wanted to mention I also did the challenge this weekend.
Nice.
And
what was the challenge for the folks that don't know? What was the challenge?
Yeah, so the challenge was to be nothing over the next 3 days.
Yes.
Like be nothing, be nobody.
Right.
And I've really been like just living in my own hell in a certain aspect of just where I'm struggling and just allowing myself to sit there and be there. But that challenge of like be nothing and nobody really helped clarify like how I was still trying to achieve being something. Like my challenge so much is like in health and with my body. And so it just kind of showed me on a deeper level how I'm still trying to achieve something, still trying to be a definition of healthy or whatever. And it kind of dropped me deeper into like my own hell, but also released quite a bit of like, I'm still confused. I still don't have clarity, but the challenge was super effective in showing me like another level where I can surrender stop trying. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the deeper you go into your hell, the closer you are to heaven.
Oh, that's such a paradox, and I love it, and I hate it, and it's crazy.
I know, but it's true. The deeper you go into your hell, the problem is most people won't go in hell. They go get medication and do everything they can to try to avoid the hell. Oh, it's too painful, it's too much, I'm depressed, I'm suicidal. And they won't go into the hell. That's why they never reach heaven. So the deeper you go, the closer you are to hell, to heaven.
Well, and that's such a trick just because, like, I use food to escape my hell. So, like, it's such a weird thing to, like, still be eating every day, right? Like, still sustain myself but not use it as a way of escaping or becoming, you know, unaware again. And just let myself keep going deeper and feel that pain because, oh, my goodness, it gets so painful sometimes.
I have
a question.
Go to hell. The road to heaven leads through hell. If you want to get to heaven, you got to go to hell.
Yeah, it's so true.
Remember how Christ went to hell and then he went to
that.
Remember how Christ went to hell and then he went back to heaven?
Same thing for you. Could imagine that amount of hell.
That's the same thing for every human being. If you want to, you just can't go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus. That ain't going to do it. You got to go to hell.
No. Yeah. So I'm curious, is it possible to have anger for yourself?
No.
Or is it still okay?
Because there is no self to have anger. Anyone that has anger for themselves is on an ego trip and they have another false identity that there is a self to be mad at. No.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's kind of what I realized, you know, in the be nothing and nobody is that I didn't realize there's another identity that's I thought angry with me, but then I'm like, but there is no me.
Right.
And I've forgiven my mother and I've forgiven my father. So I'm just kind of realizing that that this whole, this struggle, this hell that I'm going through still has some layers of anger.
Absolutely. So just watch it and go to hell.
Okay. I will stay in hell as long as it takes.
There you go. Absolutely. Live with the hell, sleep with the hell, eat with the hell, but go to hell. And on the other side is paradise, I promise.
Thank you, Jesse. And happy White History Month. It's amazing that you do this. It really changed my world, and it gave my husband an opening to introduce me to your truth.
Right,
because,
on. Happy White History Month. 8 years.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate 8 years. It. Okay.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Super Chat.
Super Chats. Anthony on Cash App, illegals, Mexicans, we better than the black people, say they.
Amazing, thank you.
I can't help myself, too easy, haha.
I can't help myself. Amazing, thank you.
Nancy Pelosi, it's not for the illegals, it's for the children.
It's for the
Anthony.
Children.
Dems are evil hypocrites, what a mess.
What a mess.
My weeds are tall, my dishes dirty, darn that Trump.
Blame it on Trump.
Jim, for the challenge. Very generous. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you, Jim.
Anthony, hey, fat ladies, save some snacks for Wakanda.
Amazing. Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee.
Right on. Thank you.
Anthony, Kamala Harris went black label. That is good.
Oh, man. You love Punch's coffee.
So callous. Amazing.
Thank you.
Anthony, okay, ladies, put the snacks down and pay attention.
Amazing, thank you.
10 coffees, very generous from Eric. If you don't watch thoughts, you become thoughts. Watch thoughts be nothing. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim. Tool.
Thoughts produces thoughts. Spirit produces spirit. Amazing, thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Amen to church. I liked when you said stop interpreting people. I know whatever is doing the interpreting is not really me. Thank you, Jesse.
Interpretation is not good. Amazing. Thank you.
3 coffees from Tom. Hey, Jesse, quick question. Anger. Would you agree having the thoughts of anger, even unconscious a bit, communicating with them is much different from acting on them? I've noticed for myself, once I speak with anger or make a decision in anger, it's much more power over me at that point, after that point.
Well, don't communicate with them, don't fight with them, have no relationship with them at all. Amazing, thank you.
Groovin' Mastiff, 3 coffees. Church was finger-licking good yesterday. It's amazing how my mother can just somehow sense how I'm starting to wake up without anything being said. Visiting folks the other day, kept saying one thing after another, no reason, trying to get under my skin.
Amazing.
What the? God bless. Have an amazing week.
Thank you. Fellowship yesterday was amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/church.
Frankie Safari, amazing with the coffee.
Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Anytime you complain, you reinforce the ego. You give life to darkness, he says.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
5 coffees from someone. Being nothing revealed, the light shines on thoughts naturally without any effort.
Nice. Stay with it.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank y'all very much. I am literally out of time. Robert out of Kansas, Arthur out of Colorado, another call. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you. Support our fundraising effort. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation. To my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee.
Thank you, JL.